First, we choppered into a hot LZ, and the pilots jerked us out and took us out of there and into the valley itself, which didn't seem hot. We were getting fire support from Tam Key, and there was no response from the hill we were supposed to be moving on to. That didn't mean a damn thing. I had heard stories about artillery fire taking off the entire top of a mountain and then having the Kongs come out of the ground. Their bunkers were deeper than ours. A lot deeper. The new LZ was a makeshift number. We were bunched up pretty good, and I was just praying that we hit the wood line before we got fire. The enemy was close enough for us to hear the sounds of their mortars firing. The rounds were going long, but more important, they weren't detonating. You could hear them whistling overhead, but then there wouldn't be an explosion. We figured it was either defective equipment or the Kong mortar squad didn't know how to arm them. That wouldn't last long. A black lieutenant took Charlie Company to the right of the hill we were supposed to hit, and Lieutenant Gearhart took us to the left. We started advancing in as wide a skirmish line as I had seen, but there was still no return fire. Our squad was on the deep flank, and I was far man. We had to cross a paddy field to get to the wood line that led to the hill we were going to explore. This was why the ARVNs didn't want to go first. The paddy area was at least the size of a football field and exposed. I breathed a little easier when we reached the wood line. Lieutenant Gearhart picked the route with the most cover for us. We went through a heavy canopy area, and the branches scratched my face and ripped at my hands. I was jumping through bushes, hoping I didn't hit any booby traps, avoiding anything that looked like it might be a step easier. I was struggling to keep up. The 2 weeks in the hospital had done a number on me. Just two lousy weeks. The M16 felt like 16 pounds instead of 5. Jamal carried the radio, and Gearhart was on it. He gave us the signal to stay put, and I got down behind a fallen tree. Pee-wee crawled over to me.
"I got a coin back home," he said. "You go in my room and look in the back of the closet on the floor. You find a sneaker there, and in the sneaker there's a sock with some stuff in it. Most of the stuff ain't worth nothing, but that coin is real old."
"Yeah?"
"If I don't get out this shit, you go get that coin," Pee-wee said. "My mom's might be a little uptight thinking you trying to rip her off or some shit. But if you gotta buy it from her, you do that. We get out this particular mess, and I'll write her and tell her to save it for you."
That's all he said. Then he started crawling back to his position. And Minnie had a bad feeling about this place. We heard some light fire on the other side of the mountain. The 60 was stuttering. Once in a while, I thought I heard the M16s, but I couldn't be sure. Some rounds of high explosives came in on top of the hill. I tensed. I looked over to where Loba was snuggling up to the base of a tree trunk. I gave him the thumbs up sign, and he returned it. We waited. I checked my watch, and it was 1000 hours. The barrage on the hill stopped. The sounds of a firefight on the other side of the hill picked up. Still, our squad waited. Gearhart was signaling. I looked over at him. He was pointing toward the trees. "Okay, look out for snipers." I tried to make myself smaller. "Don't think. Just be alert." Sergeant Simpson used to say it over and over again. But I was thinking.